It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. From the rise of the Pirates to the fall of the Steelers, if you were going to use one word to describe the sports year of 2013, it would probably be unpredictable. Joining us now in Studio A is our sports guy, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus, Bob Dvorak. You can check out his video blog, Sportsnet. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Oh, good, Paul. I'm very unpredictable.
Yes, you are indeed
yes.
That, and that's what we love about you. We're asking you to pick the top sports story of the year for Pittsburgh. Bob, all-seeing, all-knowing sports guy that you are, which one would you say it was?
Well, based on the replays, I say it was the Tomlin two-step on national TV.
that was bigger than the Pirates?
No, I kid. I'm a kidder.
You had me going there.
There is no question that the single most magical day of the year was the play-in game against the Reds when PNC Park was just absolutely jumping, and I don't think anybody who was there is ever going to forget that. And the breakthrough year of the Pirates certainly topped the local sports scene. There's like Rip Van Winkle woke up after 20 years and people still loved him.
After 20 years, they finally made it back to the postseason. Well, Sports Illustrated each year picks a sportsman of the year that everyone looks forward to finding out about. If you had to pick a Pittsburgh sportsman or sportswoman of the year, who would it be?
Well, I think the sportsman of the year would be Andrew McCutchen because the Pirates won and he did win the MVP. And to top it all off, he proposed marriage on the Ellen DeGeneres show. So,
right.
How do you beat that? That's incredible. He really set the bar for future proposals.
And she said yes, by the way.
Yes.
Not Ellen, but his fiance did. The Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year, by the way, announced last night, Peyton Manning. So that would be certainly of national note. But meanwhile, back here in Pittsburgh, has any Pittsburgh college athlete ever dominated a postseason awards season the way that Pitt's senior defensive tackle Aaron Donald has?
Not by quantity, that's for sure. I mean, and he earned every one of them. I mean, it wasn't a fluke. I mean, he just had that kind of a year. I mean, you can argue that, say, the Heisman Trophy that a Tony Dorsett would win in a national championship year would, eclipse that. But, boy, you got to give the young man his props. He was the star of a team that, again, made a new beginning in the ACC.
And his list of trophies, the Bronco Nagurski Award for Most Outstanding Defensive Player, Lombardi Award Best Lineman or Linebacker, Chuck Bednarik Award Defensive Player of the Year, Outland Trophy Best Offensive or Defensive Interior Lineman, a Walter Camp First Team All-American, and ACC, you mentioned the new conference, ACC, Atlantic Coast Conference Defensive Player of the Year. Incredible.
When you have your name next to Bronco Nagurski and Chuck Bednarik, you're in pretty good company.
Indeed you are. Area high school football teams fared well in the state tournament this year. What do you have to say about them?
Yeah, I thought that, North Catholic, certainly with its first championship, was, one of the real storylines of the year. And, you know, to win it the way they did by going for 2 points in an overtime game showed a lot of courage on the coach's part. South Fayette, of course, wins the championship. And I think Central Catholic was really disappointed in that loss. They just weren't the team that we were used to seeing.
What was the most disappointing sports development as far as you are concerned in 2013?
Well, I mean, I look right, when the Penguins got bounced in four straight by the Bruins, that was a shock. I think that that really kind of hit everybody. And really the start of the Steelers, when you start out 0-4, and it really just was maybe the most a season with the least enthusiasm that I can remember in a long, long time.
Off the field, the downside of sports in 2013, there was the steroid scandal in baseball. Lawsuits over concussions among athletes in football, professional football, and professional hockey. Among that list, which are the off-the-field issues that concerned you the most this past year?
Well, I think there are two developing stories there. One is the steroids, and don't forget Lance Armstrong's fall from grace this year too. So that's going to be with us. I mean, it does impact the game, although people don't seem to care that much about not going. But I think all three major sports, football, hockey, and even baseball, by banning the collision at home plate, however they work that out, are concerned about the safety of their sport, that concussions and brain injuries really need to be made more aware of the implications of these things. So that's a story. I hope that's a line in the sand that, you know, we can look back at 2013 and people say, well, we're going to address this now. And I think all three leagues have done that.
And how do you think, what do you think that the NFL and the NHL, the two leagues that really have issues, although baseball and basketball do as well, but those collision sports, football and hockey, what do you think that they need to do differently than in the past?
Well, I think you're seeing it in football. You eliminate the headshot, and you know it changes the way the game is played. Does it remain football if you take the headshot out? And I hope it does, because I hate that headshot. Hockey, I think, has to crack down a little harder on these, you know, away from the puck issues that they get into. So they need to be more aware of punishments and getting those. If they're serious about it, they can get rid of it.
Speaking of punishments, the fine that Mike Tomlin received for his little stroll out onto the field in the midst of the game, it definitely was one of the big stories of 2013. Are we going to see more of a crackdown on things like that, and possibly in sports like baseball, more instant replay to capture the things that the officials miss, including in football, what happened with Mike Tomlin?
Well, right. I think as far as Mike Tomlin's concerned, he's never going to stand in that one white stripe ever again. I think he learned his lesson the hard way and had to eat some humble pie, which is not a bad thing.
Do you think he did that on purpose?
I do not think he did it on purpose, but I think his arrogance to be standing there in the first place led to the environment that allowed that to happen. Baseball is going to change more than any other sport with this instant replay. You're going to see it. Replay is fine when it works, but it doesn't always get the right call, and then it slows the game down. And I don't know. I'm interested to see how replay does affect the flow of a baseball game. I will make one prediction for 2014.
Okay.
The Pirates will smash their single-season attendance record. And, I mean, it won't even be close. 2.4 million in 2001. I think that the carryover and the glow from this year will really propel them next year.
Let's hope so. Bob Dvorak is sports writer emeritus for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and his video blog is Sportsnet. Bob, thanks for being so gracious with us during the past year, sharing your profound insights about sports with us. We are indebted to you and wish you and your family very happy holidays, and we'll see you in 2014.
Same to you, Paul, and all the family here at WESA. It's been a pleasure.